Yoni chayiv until you give over your son to the galochim. Rashi says lefrushe to explain achiyim to the matbisanos. What does the mishnah mean? Until you give over your son, you have to give over your son to the galochim, to the ones that take care of the avodah zarah. Shinemar pasuk says umizaracha loisitein lahavil amolch. Your children should not give away to the people that make the kids walk in front of the melech, in front of the fire. Rashi loisitein lahavir, loisitein liacherim lahavir. Ostam of the milsa shamshim shalom kamavir lo. Who makes the people go in front of the melech? Who makes them walk in the fire? The misharshim, the galochim. So they're saying, do not give over your son to the galochim, that they'll make him walk in front of the fire. Tani Nam Yochel, we learn like this also. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Hevir, if you give over your son to the Galochim, V'loi Mosar, Yechayiv, and they did not make him walk in front of the Avodah Zarah, Tamaloi Moloisitein, Yemoloisitein, don't give. Mosalom, unless they gave it over to the Melech, play Hevir, they did not make him walk in front of the fire, Yochel, Yechayiv, Tamaloi Molahavir, to make him walk. So, Mosar the Hevir, let's say you gave over your son to the Galochim, and they made him walk in front of the fire. But Shalei L'Melech, not in front of the Melech. Mashmi L'Melech was a statue of their king, of their ruler. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yechayiv, Yechayiv, you do it in front of another Avodah Zarah, not in front of the statue of the king. Tamaloi Malam Melech, only to the king, like to their ruler. Mosa Vehever L'Melech, let's say you gave him over to the Melech. V'loi Veish, but they did not make him walk through fire. They just gave him over, and they walked him in front of the Melech, in front of their God, in front of their ruler. But they did not make him walk through the fire. Yochu Yechayiv, maybe still Yechayiv Misa? No. Nema Kan Lahavir, walking through. V'nema Lahalen Lo Yimotzei B'cho Mavir B'no Yubitoi Beish. Shouldn't have somebody giving over your children to walk in front of fire. Mal Alam Beish, it means the same as Avodah Zarah of Melech, which means they have to make him walk through the fire. Is Avkandrei Shiros the only Chayiv Misa to give over your son to the Galochim, and they make him walk through the fire? Well, Ma Kan Melech, he was talking about this type of an avoider, this a minig, but in front of the ruler. Is Aflahalan Melech there also? The fire means in front of the Melech and not in front of another avoider. That's this Chet Misa. It's not called you worshipping avoider. But it was a stammer minig. It was the chayt that the Goyim used to do. They used to take their children and make them walk in front of the king, like, or in front of the statue of the king, and make them walk through a fire. So that minig, the Torah is against. The Torah says Yechayiv Misa if you do something like this.
First says,
Omar Rav Acha Brei Derava Hevir Kol Zaroi Potter. If you take over Kol Zaroi, then you're Potter. Why? Shinema mizaracho, v'loi kozaracho. Only from your children, not all your children. The special p'tur, you're not chayv misa to give them kol zaroi. So the question, top place of him, toima, mikama mechayv lei. The first one you should be chayv from. Maybe the second one you put there, the first one should be chayv. Yishloi megoin shein lo yele ben echod. That's the chiddush. Shavim v'batachas, they made them both go together. So there's a concept that he's put there. Boy Ravashi, Havi Roy Suma Mal, let's say your son is blind, and they make him walk, is he chayiv or chayiv or not? Yoshin Mal, let's say he's a sleepwalker. He's sleeping, and while he's sleeping, they're picking him up and they're making him go. Rashi says, Havi Lebnei Suma Yoshin, your son was sleeping, and in his sleep, they picked him up and make him walk in front of the fire. Mehavi Derech Havor Bekafa Kai Gavno. Is it called Derech Havor or not? Yoshin Mao, Ben Binoy, let's say your grandson, Ben Bitoy, your daughter's son, Mao, the grandfather takes his grandchildren. Tiv Shet Miuchal, they have a proof for one of them at least. The Tanya learns like this. Ki Mizaroi Nosan Lamoylech. Matamla, what does the Pasuk teach us? Ki Mizaroi Nosan Lamoylech. The Fish, remember the Pasuk says, Lo Yimotse Bechor, we should not find by any Jew. Mavir b'noyu b'tevesh, letting your children walk through fire. Eilu yele b'noyu b'tevesh, maybe only your children. Ben b'noyu, your grandson. Ben b'toyu, your granddaughter, by through your daughter. Minayin, Tamloima besito mizaroi, giving away from your children, mizaroi, mash even your grandchildren. So koponim you see grandchildren is also the cloud of Islam, you the chai for your grandchildren also.
Yeah, but if that's the case.
Well, it says Tona that we learned posak bechi mizaroi, the solak besito mizaroi. Yeah. Drosh achrit, another drosh like this. Drosh achrin who? A zaro enli yel zaro, your own child. Zaro kosher, maybe only if he's not a mamzer. Zaro posak, I don't know if you have a mamzer. Minayin tamloim the besito mizaroi. Any child you have. Omra, even if you're a mamzer, as long as he's your son, you'll be chayiv misa for this. Omer Rav Yehuda ain echayiv ad sheyaverenu derech havara. You have to make him walk normal walking. Hechidon, what's the case? Omer Abaya shargo delivno b'mitzua nura. Nura mahagisa. They have to be walking through the middle, and on both sides is the fire. That's the derech how you walk through the fire. Oshesar delivno shuras levonin gavoya levona agav levona. Have bricks one on top of another. For Eish Mikan and Mikan, there were fire on both sides of the bricks, and they made the child, the children, walk through the bricks. Or Mavir and Olav, Vienna suffer, they would not be burnt up. Alma, even after you walk through, you're still alive. You don't kill yourself through walking through the fire. So the way is that there's the bricks there, and on both sides of the bricks, that's the Derech Havara, that's the way you chay. Alright, we'll stop here. The golden samach dalad on the base. Then we'll start off with a drop. We're on 10 lines now from the top. Samach dalad on the base. Most of again, Boy Ravashi, Ravashi asked the question. Haviroi suma mal. If you take your blind son, what's the lochom? Yoshin mal, if your son is sleeping. Ben bino, you take your grandson. Ben bito, your daughter's son mal. If you bring him to the moilach and he takes him over the fire, are you chayiv or not? So he says, Tifshit mihu chodah, bring a proof to one of them. Tanya will learn, Ki mizaroi nosan lamoylech. He took his son and gave him over to the moylech. Not tamal, what does the posik say? Lefishnem, because it says, Lo yimotze b'cho mavir b'noi, obito beish. We should not find somebody that gives over his own children to the moylech to bring him through the fire. Same liyela b'noi obito. Maybe only a real son or daughter. Ben b'noi or ben bito. I don't know, even a grandson. Tamlaim, it says, Besitoi Mizaroi. When you give away from your child, Mashma Mizaro, even your grandchild. So the question is now, Tona Posak Michi Mizaroi. The Talmud just started out with the first Posak of Michi Mizaro Nosma Melech. The Solik, he ends up bringing a proof from Besitoi Mizaroi, from a different Posak. So Mar says, true, as Anagav, Drosha Achrinahu. He wants to teach us another Drosha. That we dash like this also. Zaroi, your own son. Ainly yella zara kosher, maybe only a kosher son that's not a mamzer. But zara apostle me nine, how do we know even if you have a mamzer, as long as he's your son, if you take him over to the melech and he brings to the galach, and he takes him through the fire, how do we know you chayiv misam? Tamalema besitai mizaroi from your zara, even though he's a mamzer. As long as he's your child, he'll have a chayiv misam. Omer Rav Yehuda, ein chayiv ad shevrenu derech havara. You have to give him over to the galach, and the galach has to take him and walk him through the fire in the normal manner. Only derech havara. The hechidomi, what's called the normal manner, how do they bring them through the fire? So some achleikis. Omer Abaya, Abaya learns, shargo delivno b'mitzio. There was a pile of stones in the middle of blocks, and nura mehai gisa, v'nura mehai gisa, there were fire on both sides. And they used to make the child walk on the bricks in between the fire. Ravam Rava says no. Kime Shavosa the Puria. Like people jump around on Purim, so it means they also used to jump over the fire, not walk over the fire, but he learned they used to jump. Tanya Kavos the Rava, bring your proof to Rava. It says, Ein Chayiv Yoni Chayiv by Melech, if you give your son over to the Galach, that takes him through the fire, Ad Sheavrenu Derech Havara, till he takes him through the fire in their normal manner. That says clearly, Havira Beregel, if the Galach takes him and walks him with his feet, Potter. Yipotah. So Mashma, what's the derech? To jump over the fire. But if you walk through the fire, Yipotah. So the proof to Rava that the derech, the normal manner was to jump over the fire. V'yein nechayiv ela al yetzi yirecha. Yoni chayiv for your own children.
We had before, loved after your children, your grandchildren also, they considered Yaisi Yerechai, but not somebody else. If you give over somebody else to the Melech, you're part, you're not Chayiv Nisan. Okay, so it has to come out. If you give over your children, you're Chayiv. Other the Imai, if you give over your father or your mother to the Melech, or else, Ach, if you give over your brother, the Achaisa, your sister, Potter, your Potter. The Pasuk only says, Yaisi Yerechai, your children. What's going to be Hever Aksmai? Let's say a person gives his son over. A person comes and gives his son up to the Melech, gives himself to the Galach and says, take me through the fire, what's the Lacha? So again, Potter, then I come to this Potter. Potter says, Mizaroi, his children are him. For your blessed Rabbi Shimon Mechayiv, no, your Chayiv, you give yourself over your Chayiv. Now, Echod l'Melech v'yechod l'shar avoyda zor Chayiv. If you do this avoyda, of giving yourself over to the fire, whether it's by Melech or to any other Avodah Zorah, the Tanakhama holds Yechayev, because he learns that Melech is a regular Avodah Zorah, and therefore, Kedarko Yechayev, and if you do it Shloi Kederach, by any other Avodah Zorah, also Yechayev. However, like we have in our Mishnah, not like this, we have Lazar of Shimon Oimer, La Melech Chayev. No, only if you give your children over to this type of an Avodah by Melech. But Chayev, but Shloi L'Melech Potter, by any other Avodah Zorah, if you give your children over it and they take them through the fire there, you're potter. Like we had before, it's not really an Avodah Zorah here. It's only a chayk, what the goyim do. And the Torah was only marked by this type of a chayk. By melech, and not by anything else. Not by any other Avodah Zorah. Because it's not really an Avodah Zorah here. Yeah. Omar Ula. My time with the Reb Lezer Reb Shimon that he says if you give yourself over Yechayiv, Omar Kor, the Pasuk says Lo Yimotzei Bechor. So he dashed in the word Bechor, Bechor Biyatzmecho. So he says that you shouldn't find by you somebody that gives over his children, but also says the word Bechor, meaning you also, you give yourself over Yechayiv. For Rabbonin, Lo Dashi Bechor. For the Umar of Rabbonin, you want to tell me now Lo Dashi Bechor? They don't dash you from this word Bechor. So how come they hold if you give yourself over your potter from Misa? The Yotznam would learn like this. If you're in the street and you lost something and your father lost something and you found your father's, they're both lying there. So which one comes first? You have a right to take care of your own first. When we say, my time, what's the reason? Neither the mitzvah's kibbut avain. How come you can take care of your own first? The Pasuk says, Efes. The Pasuk is telling us, warning us, be careful, do not become poor. So Lo'iyah B'chor, with Ashnuch Havmin with the word B'chor, it's like an Azara, you, be careful not to become poor. Therefore, you always have to take care of your own belongings first. So here we dash in Shaloi Kedem with the Shokoladim. And the Chor the Rabbanim also agree over here. So you see, we dash in the word B'chor. So Mara says, no, for us on the Ephes, it's not from the word Lo'iyah B'chor Evyon, it's from the word Ephes. The word Ephes means it should not be, that the Torah is warning us, do not become poor, which means take care of your own belongings first. Omer Rav Yosef of Chanina, Shalosh Krisos de'Avodah Zorah Lomo. How come the Torah says three times the word Krisos by the Pasha of Avodah Zorah? It says it twice by Melech, and once it says by Megadeth, it says it. Rashi says, Tati Gabi Melech, B'Kudoshim Tiyu, V'Nietan Esponai B'Yishu, V'Chrati Yosei, Mikarev Amoi, V'Samti Esponai B'Yishu, V'Shpasa V'Chrati Yosei. Yeah. And then the third one is, by Shlach Lecha Noshem Kidva Hashem Bozo. And that also goes in Avodah Zorah. So how come I have to say it three times? So Mar says, Achas L'Kedarka, if you worship any Avodah Zorah the regular way, Yechayev Chorus, V'Yachas L'Shaloi Kedarka, if by the Limudim we had before, if you're a Zaveyach, if you're a Makti, if you're a Nisuch, or Yishtachavro, that Yechayv at any Avodah Zorah, Shloi Kedarka, Yechayv Chorus, if you do it without Hasro, the Yachas L'Melech, and one if you do this this type of an Avodah by Melech. And the Yachas L'Melech, one goes to a special Avodah of Melech, like we're holding now, that's not an Avodah Zorah. It's need a special Chiyah Krisis over there. But if you hold no Melech is a regular type of an Avodah Zorah, then Avodah Zorah, Chorus to Melech Lomli. What do we need a special time, Yechayev Chorus by Melech? That's the cloud of regular Avodah Zorah. So Mor says, L'mavir b'noi shloi kedarkoi. That he holds Yechayev Chorus, even if you give over your child, shloi kedarkoi. not the normal manner, or to a different Avreda Zara, also you be chayiv. That's the Chiddush, according to this man Diyama. Well, the man Diyama that holds what? Negade. Is the Avreda Zara he, that when the Pasuk says somebody cursed, it's a machoikas the Gemara in Christus, whether it's a birkas Hashem, a cursing Hashem, or whether Megadeth means he worshipped Avreda Zara. So the whole of the man Diyama that the Megadeth is Avreda Zara he, so then curse the Megadeth Lomeli. Why does the Pasuk say specially another chorus by Megadeth? Megadeth is Bechal Avodah Zarah. Look at the time like one like this. He chorused, he chorused, he chorused, he chorused, he chorused, bidash like this. The double lashon is, he chorused b'olam hazeh, you'll be killed in this world, and also, he chorused b'olam habo, divrei Rebbe Akiva. You will not be zeichot b'olam habo by doing this Avera of Megadeth. Omar Rebbe Shmuel, v'loi kvar nemar, says already, v'nichrasot. Says it's the third time it says it. According to you that it says it twice, once Fa'ilam Azeh, once Fa'ilam Abor, but what's the third time for? There's no third world. Ella rather dash like this. True. He called it the second time is Fa'ilam Abor. And he called it after the process says the third time, it's not really a third time, but rather Dibra Torah Kolashim B'nei Yodim. He called, that's a normal manner the way the Torah speaks. So really it's only two times extra. So once for Olam Hazeh, and once for Olam Habo. Now the Mishnah says, Baal Oiv, what the